It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, since Easter is Sunday,
yes,
I thought that we would talk about some interesting Easter traditions from around the world.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it.
So we'll start in Australia, where instead of the Easter bunny, they have the Easter bilby.
Bilby.
Now, a bilby is a native Australian marsupial that is endangered. So to raise money and increase awareness of conservation efforts, bilby-shaped chocolates and related merchandise are sold within many stores throughout Australia as an alternative to the Easter bunnies. The idea of the Easter bilby has also been promoted to raise awareness about the environmental damage that rabbits, which are an invasive species there, cause, and to replace the Easter bunny with true native wildlife.
They've always got to be different in Australia. It's like they're upside down. Everything's backwards. Their bilbies kind of look like rabbits.
Sort of.
But I'll
be
honest.
They're smaller.
They're a little more sinister looking, if I'm
also
honest.
Like a little bit like a kangaroo in that picture that was just up.
Just because it's Australia, Sarah, not everything looks like kangaroos.
But that picture looked like one. Anyway, in Sweden, they have children dress up as witches. Easter witches.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like Halloween, but it's Easter.
Right.
According to an old Swedish legend, the Thursday before Easter was the day that all witches flew on their broomsticks to a mountain to cavort with the devil.
Oh, my gosh.
They flew back to their homes on Saturday and tried to blend in with the rest of the churchgoers on Easter Sunday. So in Sweden and Finland, it is an Easter tradition for children to dress up as witches, old women and old men, and go door-to-door for treats, just like trick-or-treating at Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see how you tied that into Easter.
Yeah. Well, it happens on Monday, Thursday, or the day before Easter. The children sometimes present handmade cards and other greetings and then often receive treats in return.
Oh.
So very much like trick-or-treating, but on Easter.
But on
and
Easter.
Only witch costumes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this one I could get behind. In Norway, in addition to staying at mountain cabins, cross-country skiing, and painting eggs, all normal things.
Right.
A contemporary tradition is to read or watch murder mysteries at Easter. Now, I love a good murder mystery.
You like Dateline?
Yeah, I guess. All the major television channels run crime and detective stories. Magazines print stories where the readers can try to figure out who done it. And new detective novels are scheduled for publishing before Easter.
Hmm.
Even the milk cartons are altered for a couple of weeks. Each Easter, a new short mystery story is printed on the sides of their milk cartons.
So why, though, around Easter? What?
I don't know.
Oh, just happened?
I don't know.
Okay.
Stores and businesses close for 5 straight days at Easter, so you got lots of time to enjoy your murder mysteries.
Yeah.
With the exception of grocery stores, which reopen for a single day on the Saturday before Easter, Sunday.
So these are real murder mysteries, like Datelines, or these are fictitious ones?
I'm not sure.
Like Columbo.
I think fictitious, but maybe both. I don't know.
Murder, She Wrote.
Right.
Marathon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe both. In Bermuda, they are historically famous for growing and exporting Easter lilies, but the most notable feature of their Easter celebration is the flying of kites.
Hmm.
Their kites are typically hexagonal, though larger examples, particularly, may be octagonal.
Oh, that's 8 sides, Sarah.
That's right. Or have even more sides.
You're kidding me.
Yes.
Like a
decahedron, is that a thing? I don't know, making it up. They're constructed from flat sticks and tissue paper, and every Good Friday, Bermudians of all ages fly the kites, which are very airworthy, holding world records for altitude and duration of flight.
It's wonderful.
You said you may have seen that, right?
Yeah, I went to Bermuda a couple of times when I was a kid, when I was in, like, middle school, and I think I was there around Easter, and I'm having a memory, now that we're talking about this, of kites, and I don't necessarily think I understood why everybody was flying kites then, but I think I might have seen that
one. There you go. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And in Central European countries, including Hungary and Poland, an Easter tradition involves throwing buckets of water on young women of marriageable age.
And where is this? This is
Hungary and Poland.
Hungary and Poland.
So on the day after Easter, women dress up in traditional clothing and then young men douse them with water. It sounds awful. Traditionally, boys would sneak into girls' homes at daybreak on Easter Monday and throw water over them while they were still in bed.
Yeah. And these are just people they know?
I hope so. The girls were then often be dragged to a nearby river or pond for another drenching.
Jeez, this doesn't sound like this would fly these days.
No, I don't think so.
Is it still going on?
Well, the use of water is said to evoke the spring rains needed to ensure a successful harvest later in the year. There's less aggressive ways of doing that, but okay.
Yeah.
In the past, girls were supposed to wait until the following day to get their revenge by soaking the boys, but today it usually happens the same day and just kind of turns into a big water fight. Yeah.
That's okay.
Here
that's
in America, it's known as Dingus Day. Have you heard of Dingus Day?
I've heard of Dingus Day.
There were some people in college that I knew that were from Buffalo, and Buffalo happens to be the official Dingus Day capital of America.
Is that right?
And I remember people talking about it, and I don't know, I don't think people were throwing water on each other on Dingus Day at college, but no. I definitely remember people talking about
Nobody
it.
Nobody dragged anybody down to the Genesee River and dunked them or anything like
no.
that?
No.
That's good.
No.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, that's it. All right. Picked out a record to go along with the Easter traditions around the world, did you say?
Yeah, so in honor of Easter, we're going to play The Bunny Hop
right.
by Ray Anthony.
Do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, Ray Anthony and Tommy Mercer, I guess, on that one. The Bunny Hop. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because in honor of Easter being this weekend,
yes.
we talked about some Easter traditions from around the world.
We sure did. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Hey, in Australia, they have Easter bilbies instead of Easter bunnies.
Swedish Easter celebrations involve kids dressing up as witches.
And in Norway, it is a tradition to watch or read murder mysteries. On Easter.
On Easter. There you go. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your murder? You like your murder mystery shows.
Yeah, I love a good true crime
What's your favorite true? Because there is a show called True Crime. Is that the one that you like, or are there other
ones?
Oh,
I watch all different ones on Netflix, usually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was watching, I came across the Dateline channel on my Roku.
Yeah. I love a good Dateline, too.
Streams, you know, the last 35 years of Datelines.
Yeah.
And it was, who's my man? Who do I like? Who does?
Keith Morrison
was on.
He's the best.
He's the best.
He's the best.
I think I fell asleep, took a nap listening to Keith Morrison speak in his Keith Morrison way.
Wow.
Folks want to learn more about Easter traditions around the world. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And every day at 4:10, just about. You can stream us live on Facebook, see behind the scenes, hear behind the scenes conversations, and then we archive the footage up on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner for the channel. All the backlog of material is there. And be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material to YouTube. Wonderful. Sarah, have a wonderful Easter weekend.
You too.
Back on Monday. Fresh episode.
Absolutely.
If you don't mind it, 4:10. Appreciate it. Traffic and weather on the way. The weekend kickoff 32 minutes away.